Wow, this is a really exciting update. The XRP Ledger's AMM amendment has reportedly reached 80% validator consensus, which is a major governance milestone for the network.
It is a significant step, but it is not yet fully activated. Still, the support level suggests the upgrade has moved beyond early discussion and could reduce the risk of the community fragmenting around the change.
And what makes this so interesting is that AMMs replace traditional order books with liquidity pools, which changes how trading can happen on-chain.
Exactly. Instead of users looking for a specific counterparty to trade with, they trade against pooled assets, which can make execution more direct.
That sounds really useful for both sides. Liquidity providers can supply assets and earn rewards, while traders can get immediate execution and better price discovery.
If XRPL implements this, it would add a DeFi-style trading layer which could increase composability and make XRP and other assets on the ledger more useful.
And the 80% figure matters a lot because validators are the ones verifying transactions and helping maintain the network's integrity.
Yes. Strong consensus signals that infrastructure operators are comfortable with the change, which makes it easier for wallets, exchanges, developers, and data providers to plan adoption.
For a network like XRPL, which is known for speed, settlement finality, and reliability, that kind of validator alignment really feels like a confidence signal for a smooth rollout.
The update is especially important for liquidity, because liquidity can make or break how useful a financial network becomes over time.
That's true, much crypto trading still remains centralized, which creates friction for self-custody, cross-chain settlement, and access to decentralized finance.
A mature XRPL AMM framework could help with that by enabling on-chain swaps, permissionless liquidity pools, yield from trading activity, decentralized price discovery, and applications built around liquid asset pairs.
And those capabilities could benefit a wide range of users, retail traders through more flexible trading, and institutions through new settlement, treasury, and liquidity management tools.
It also fits XRPL's broader evolution from a fast, low-cost payment rail into a more complete financial platform.
That makes a lot of sense, especially since the network has already expanded into tokenization, NFTs, escrow, and DeFi-related features.
Adding a credible AMM layer would strengthen its competitiveness against other blockchains because competition is not only about speed and cost. It also comes down to developer experience, liquidity depth, tooling, and support for new financial products.
I think this milestone also reflects real network maturity, and that is a really encouraging sign.
Yes. Early networks tend to focus on basic transfers and security, while more mature networks add governance, upgrade paths, composability, and financial primitives.
Reaching high validator consensus for an AMM amendment really suggests XRPL is becoming more programmable and economically useful.
The next steps may include further validation, client adoption, testing, feature activation, and ecosystem preparation before it becomes fully live.
There is a lot of work ahead. Wallets may need new pool interfaces, developers will need documentation and tooling, exchanges and data providers may need to integrate new liquidity sources, and users will need clear guidance on safe participation.
A careful rollout is important because the goal is to make the feature useful without introducing unnecessary risk.
For XRP specifically, improved XRPL functionality could strengthen the asset's utility and visibility in a really meaningful way.
XRP is already associated with fast cross-border settlement, but native AMM functionality could give it a broader role in on-chain liquidity.
I would be careful not to overstate it, though. This would not automatically make XRP dominant in every pool, but it could provide a more integrated way to support liquidity around XRP and other assets.
That is a fair point. Utility is a key driver of long-term demand for a network's native asset, so practical use cases matter.
Overall, the 80% validator consensus milestone feels like more than just a technical footnote. It feels like a meaningful step forward.
It signals progress toward advanced financial infrastructure, validator alignment, potential liquidity improvements, and a stronger competitive strategy for XRPL.
But in the end, the ultimate importance will depend on execution. How smoothly the amendment is implemented, and how useful the resulting AMM functionality is for users, developers, and institutions.